1.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Integrity First Bank has that smile, style, and winning way. We are the only locally chartered bank that is headquartered right here in Mountain Home and have been since 1963. That's over half a century of Bomber spirit. Being locally headquartered means most of our staff at Integrity First are Mountain Home graduates who bleed the blue and gold. We are proud to support the communities where we live, work, raise our families, and invest in our future. We value our hometown relationships, community commitment, and our priority to keep Integrity First. Go Bombers!
Back at Riverview High School here in Searcy, we are about ready to tip off this girls' game. And the ball is up in the air, and a Grace Foreman jumping for Mountain Home. She is able to win the tip, tipping it to Husky, and Mountain Home will start this game off with the ball moving right to left in this first half. Husky with the ball at the top. Ball goes over on the left side to Gilbert. Back up top to Husky. Over on the right side, it goes to Martin now. To Foreman near the free throw line. She throws it on the low block to Addison Yates. She puts it up off the glass and in, and Mountain Home strikes first. Addison Yates with her first 2 points off the assist from Anna Grace Foreman. We are 30 seconds into this contest. Ball is up top with Giles. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. In and out, no good. Rebound controlled by Husky, and back quickly come the Lady Bombers. Husky is being met by a defender. Now they back off, and ball goes down to Foreman down on the low block. She's going up for the reverse layup off the glass and in. Good move by Anna Grace Foreman to give Mountain Home the 4-0 lead. We are 50 seconds into this contest. Here is Giles with the ball up at the top. Mountain Home looks like in a man-to-man right now. Giles takes the screen, now goes into the lane, kicks out on the left side to Smith. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer, no good. Long rebound controlled by Martin. She's quickly back the other way, throwing it to Husky on the left wing, going into the lane for the layup, off the glass, and in. Peyton Husky with her first 2 points. It is 6-0 Mountain Home on top, 6:45 left of this opening quarter. Here's Giles with the ball on the right wing. Dribbling up top, now goes to the right elbow, going into the lane. Now reach-in foul is going to be called on Mountain Home. Now stop the clock with 6:36 left of the quarter. Emma Martin picks up her first personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Bombers. Inbound pass goes in to Bailey Davis, and she took a few too many steps after she caught the pass, and she gets called for the travel. First turnover of the evening for either team by Riverview. Here's Martin with the ball on the right side, throwing it up top to Husky. Ball goes to Foreman at the free throw line. Over on the left side to Gilbert. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled offensively by Yates. She goes back up with it. She can't get the follow to go. And rebound this time by Alexa Gray. And back come the Lady Raiders. Giles into the front court. Drills to the right elbow. She's going to pull up for the jumper just inside the three-point line. Good. Abby Giles puts Riverview on the board for the first time tonight. A little over 6 minutes left of this first quarter. 6-2 Mountain Home on top. Ball goes over to Husky on the right wing. Now to Foreman near the free throw line. She's going to drill a little bit more into the lane. Now kicks out to Gilbert on the left wing. Up top it goes to Martin. Back to Foreman. She's going to pull up at the jumper for the at the free throw line for the jumper. No good. And looks like a rebound's going to come to Riverview. And another reach-in foul is going to be called on Mountain Home after the rebound. That's going to be on Kate Gilbert. Her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Bombers. They put 21 up on the scoreboard, but it's 22. Ball's with Giles up at the top. She drills to the left elbow, throws it over on the wing. Pulling up for the three-pointer is Baker. She can't get to go, and Mountain Home gets another rebound. Back comes Martin. She's dribbling into the left corner, throws it to Yates in the paint. Now she dribbles it off the foot of another player, and the loose ball and the steal comes away to Riverview. Here is Giles into the front court going into the lane for the layup. No good. Rebound tipped out and controlled by Yates. And back come the Lady Bombers. 5:05 left in the first quarter. It is 6-2 Mountain Home on top. Here is Martin throwing it on the left side to Husky. Down to Foreman in the paint. Tried to get it to Yates. She couldn't handle the pass, but Foreman gets it back and Mountain Home will keep control. Looks like Riverview's in a 2-3 zone. Ball goes to Foreman on the low block. She couldn't get her shot to go. May have been partially blocked. And on the rebound, Davis has pushed a little bit, and that foul is going to be called against Mountain Home with 4:48 left of the first quarter. Kate Gilbert picks up her second personal foul, team foul number three against the Lady Bombers. Addison Yates is going to check out of the ball game, and so is Kate Gilbert. They are replaced by Emily Payne, a 5'6 sophomore. And I'm trying to see who else came in just now. Kyra Penn, a 6'1. Yeah, it was Kyra Penn, a 6'1 senior. Here is Davis with it, throwing it to Giles on the right wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Rebound controlled by Penn, and back come the Lady Bombers. She'll throw it to Husky, who gets it into the front court, has the ball on the right wing, now throws it to Moore.
We are experiencing a few technical difficulties with our broadcast. We will get a hold of Matt and get the game back on here just momentarily as we begin the 2018-19 basketball season with the Mountain Home Bombers.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has offered continuity of care from consultation and testing through surgery, therapy, and follow-up. Doctors Tom Knox, Russ Rawls, and Jason McConnell specialize in state-of-the-art evaluation and treatment of bone and joint disease, including arthroscopic surgery. The clinic features a complete radiology unit with MRI, an outpatient surgery site, and in-house therapy providing convenience and cost-effectiveness. Physician referral is not required. Call 424-3400 or visit knoxorthopedics.com to start on your road to recovery.
This is Sally Gilbert, Market President with Arvest Bank. We are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our branches or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we apologize for the technical issues. Right now it is Riverview with the ball, and then that is Alexa Gray going into the lane for the layup. Good. It is Mountain Home leading 7-2 while we were away. Emma Martin was fouled on a jumper. She went to the line, hit 1 of 2. Here is Foreman with the ball on the low block. She's going to go up for the shot off the glass. No good. A little strong. And the rebound controlled by Bailey Davis. And back down of the Lady Raiders. Davis throws it up top to Parker Smith. Over to toward Baker on the right corner. She'll throw it back to Smith on the right wing. Now she dribbles up between the circles. Gives it right there to Giles. Giles is dribbling down towards the free throw line. Now goes back up top. Now throws it over to Smith on the left side. She'll give it on the right to Baker. Baker going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Kyra Penn. She'll give it to Husky, who crosses the timeline. Over 2.5 minutes left in this first quarter. Again, Mountain Home up 7-4. Ball goes over on the left side to Payne. Now a ball to Penn. It was knocked away. Stolen by the Lady Raiders, and back quickly for the layup was Smith. She couldn't get it to go, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. The big break there for the Lady Bombers. Here's Husky back the other way. She drills to the right corner, finds Foreman on the low block. She's going in for the layup. Hits the bottom of the rim. No good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it up off the glass and in. Anna Grace Foreman with 4 points now. 9-4, Mountain Home leading it. 2:05 left of the first quarter. Here is Parker Smith with the ball on the right wing. She'll dribble up between the circles. Gives it there to Giles. Giles dribbles towards the right elbow. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Abby Giles now with 5 points, and that cuts Mountain Home's lead to 2 points. 1:44 left in the first quarter. Here's Husky into the front court. Throws it to Martin. Back up top to Husky. Over on the left side to Payne. Now to Penn. Here's Husky with on the right side. Her three-pointer. Good. Peyton Husky with the quick answer, and it is once again a 5-point lead for the Lady Bombers. 12-7 our score. 1:25 left of the first quarter. Here's Giles across the timeline. Loses the handle of the ball, but she's able to secure her dribble back. Now will drill toward the left elbow, gives it on the wing to Smith. Smith drills up to the top, throws it over on the right side to Davis. Davis is going into the lane and finds Baker in the paint. Her layup, no good. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Back quickly come the Lady Bombers. Over a minute left of this first quarter. Balls over to Husky on the right wing. Finds the Foreman on the low block. Kicks out to Penn on the right elbow. Her jumper is a little strong, no good. And the rebound controlled by Riverview. Here is Smith across the half-court stripe. She has it on the right side. Gives it to Davis there on the wing. back to Smith. 36 seconds left. Smith going into the lane, and she's going to draw a little contact. I think they're on call down the floor well before the shot attempt. 34.7 seconds left of the first quarter. I think they called that on Anna Grace Foreman. I haven't put it up on the scoreboard just yet. Checking into the game right now for Riverview is, I believe, Gabby Sullivan. Yeah, that foul was on Foreman. Now a jump ball will be called, and Riverview will keep the ball on the possession arrow. Fourth team foul against the Lady Bombers. 31.5 seconds left, and the Raiders will inbound once again on the baseline as they trail Mountain Home 12-7. Smith inbounds it to Giles. She has it up between the circles. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is bounced to Peyton Husky. She's going to dribble it into the front court. Ball goes over to Martin on the right side. Down to Foreman on the low block. Back up top to Husky. 14 seconds left. Over on the left side to Payne. Back up top to Husky. She's going to pull up for the long three-pointer. Good! Peyton Husky now with 8 points. 1 second left, and Riverview's not going to get the shot off before the buzzer sounds, and we have played 8 minutes. Our score at the end of the first quarter, Mountain Home 15, Riverview 7. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty is celebrating over 30 years of providing